Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We're getting closer and closer to the NCAA tournament. I am fired up. Good morning, Brian.
What up, dog?
I know what's up. March matchups are here, and there's no better place to catch every game with us, me and B. Mitch. Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. Join 106.7 The Fan, me and B, and Grant and Danny Thursday and Friday for the opening round of the men's tournament. We're doing our shows live at Tap with mouthwatering game day bites and tons of TVs. Your tournament headquarters is waiting only at MGM National Harbor.
Woo!
That's going to be fun. I'm excited for that.
I can't wait, man.
That Terps game is Friday at 4:30. Mr. B's, I'm going to need some space. I'm going to need a private area. I'm getting a lot of people asking me about our not open to the public NCAA pool.
And I already told them if they text me, they could be in. If they don't, they're not in.
Yo,
in other words, you don't have my number, your ass not in. You don't have to worry about that. Just pass it on to me.
It
and
is.
And not give anybody my number.
Very few people have, like, I feel like a lot of people have your number, too.
Yeah.
Because you've had the same number for a long time.
Since 19, woo, Lord.
So.
You're right, Jay. It's been, damn.
We'll figure it out.
Like 99.
To get in the non-public pool that we're running, you need a physical bracket and a physical $20 bill. There is no funny business about this.
Yeah.
All right? And B, it's going to be a lot of moving parts. I could see our non-public pool having as many as 11 people and as few as two. Because we'll see. I don't think Tap's open till noon when the game starts.
All I know, I already have two brackets in.
With a physical paper and a $20 bill?
I didn't get any money from White Ryan yet, but I got his bracket in my bracket.
Hold on. Can I tell you something? White Brian bets 20 cents a game.
No,
you get his $20 in cash,
he
gonna that joint don't count.
He suggested the $20 yesterday.
He did. he thinks he's real hot stuff when it comes to this NCAA tournament.
Tomorrow.
What's that?
You said what?
I'll have a $20 bill for B. Mitch tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
We'll see.
Okay.
Jeff Walker's back.
Rose going to allow you to take a 20.
Yeah, we'll see.
She's going to give you two dimes.
Rose is going to be like, listen, dog mom, you ain't in that thing.
Dog mom, you're not in it.
Jeff, you're back. You worked full day, full week last week. Needed a day just to compose your thoughts?
Nah, I actually was in a video shoot.
Okay.
And it was a
multiple. OnlyFans?
Nah, multiple stay video shoot. I'm about to be famous.
Attaboy. We're waiting. You can buy lunch once.
Yeah, damn it.
I am excited. Tonight we get to watch some basketball games. For all of the consternation, the anger about University of North Carolina getting into the tournament, they play tonight. And I think if they win, that will, whether it should or shouldn't. And I was listening to this interview that I thought was pretty fair. It's like, listen, you can argue that Carolina shouldn't have gotten in, but that doesn't impact, now that they're in, there's nothing stopping them from winning some games.
Yeah.
Right?
If they go and win, like, if they go and win games and all, then you have to question, were they not one of the better teams?
Well, and I
but if they just go lose outright first game, you know something was wrong.
Well, I believe, and White Brian maybe can confirm this for me, that one of these Dayton teams, one of these first four 11 seeds has at least gotten to, so there's first four, then the first round, then the second round. They've at least won at least one game every year since they've had it. Isn't that about right, Brian? Something like that?
I'm not sure if it's every year, but it is very common.
Well, and at least I know VCU did it. There have been multiple Final Four runs out of the first four. I think Syracuse did it.
UCLA did it.
UCLA did it. That's three. So Carolina plays San Diego State tonight. Tar Heels are 4.5-point favorites, depending where you're shopping. It looks like pretty much 4.5, unless you're going really off the board. It looks like the Tar Heels are the smart money. We'll get to some bets later in the program. That under looks pretty juicy, I would say. But it's going to be interesting, and I'm sure, like, all there's the college hoops people that this is their life that are kind of like hipsters about it when everybody pays attention beginning in late February through the NCAA tournament. Uh-huh. Like, I think they're probably like, they're like, oh, everybody watches the first four anyway, man. It's not about getting Carolina in the first four.
That's a lie.
You're wrong. It's about getting
everybody
Carolina.
Everybody does not watch the first four.
No.
I promise you, I haven't watched one yet.
But will you watch tonight?
North Carolina?
Yeah.
I will check it out. Yeah. I'm kind of cheering for them to lose.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of a juicy matchup.
I'm doing that. I got a few friends that are North Carolina fans. I'm trying to piss them off.
I love that. And I guess the other, the 16s that they make play, which I hate, but the coaches of the 16s will tell you they like it. St. Francis against Alabama State tonight. Here's the only thing I can tell you about St. Francis. I feel like Big John Thompson used to schedule them every year, and I remember this absolutely vicious highlight of Allen Iverson dunking on some St. Francis dude. That's the extent of my St. Francis knowledge. Hold on. For all the screaming about who should and shouldn't have gotten in, St. Francis is 16-17. I guess they won their conference tournament.
If they won the tournament, they're in.
And they're 16-17, and they're only 3.5-point underdogs. I might have to take the red flash or whatever they are. Alabama State is the Hornets. So you can watch that game at 6:40. Then the Carolina game comes on around 9. I'll be watching the Carolina game. Did you watch any TGL last night, B?
No. I started watching a little bit of Golden State and was it Utah?
I didn't watch any.
And they lost. Or was it Denver? Whoever had a lot of their players.
Clearly you were locked into this game.
No, they ended up losing. I fell asleep on the game and I just look and see Golden State lost. And that team had like three of their top players out.
Landfill, you watched some basketball last night that you really enjoyed, right? What was it?
Yeah, I was watching the Sixers and the Rockets. I'm 100% convinced the NBA is a terrible product. It seems like it's almost designed to infuriate people.
You watched the 76ers, Landfill.
The last 5 minutes of the game somehow takes 35 minutes, and I just think that everyone needs to be fired. Everyone, from top to bottom, stop it with all the nonsensical reviews. Stop having the officials go back and look at a monitor for 5 minutes every time a play happens. You need to take timeouts away. You need to take challenges away from these guys. Reduce the number of fouls for players to foul out. Enough of the let's just foul for 5 minutes at the end of the game. It was awful. I think if that was the first basketball game you watched, you'd never watch another basketball game, and you'd be correct. It was horrible.
Sounds like you enjoyed it.
It was horrible.
can I ask why you watched Sixers Rockets?
I was betting on it.
My man.
That's your fault.
All right, hold on. Over under $3 was the wager.
I was over.
$5.
$5?
It was $10.
Whoa, big action.
And see, he was over there.
Who'd you have?
Sweating.
The Rockets laying the points?
He was sweating. That's why he watched the whole damn game. Normally, he don't ever watch a whole game.
Did the under get home?
Nope, it went to overtime.
That's because of you.
Funny how that works. You put 10 bucks on it, and it'll keep your attention.
Get a little interested in the game.
Even if it's god-awful.
I'm sitting up when he sent it last night. I'm like, there's no damn way Lanford watch a whole game just to watch a whole game. And he was like upset. So I'm like, something has to be going
Sixers
on.
Rockets is a tough watch. The Sixers, that's a tough season up there, man. Yeah, you got
but look, they basically
Embiid and playoff P.
They wanted Embiid to play. He didn't want to play. Then you get Paul George. He comes in. Now he's out for the year. Maxey was trying to give you something.
Going all in with Embiid, my best Embiid comp is Aaron Rodgers. Like, when they're right, they are incredibly excellent. And Rodgers did it for a much longer period of time.
Rodgers
like,
did it. He just got crazy late in his career.
Rodgers' body of work is much more significant than Embiid's.
Embiid is in his prime right now and refuses to be an athlete.
I don't know. Do you have a comp for him then? I'm just saying, both men seem like giant pains in the ass.
Well, but I'm saying one guy won a Super Bowl already.
Yeah. That's
and he's like on his downward slope. This dude is like one of the best guys in the league and refuses to be that. I don't know who his comp would be.
I don't either. Maybe we'll ask DA. David Aldridge joins us at 10:30. Barstool Nate at 11. Patrick Stevens. Nobody knows more about local hoops than Patrick Stevens joining us at noon. And then really excited at 1:45, head coach of the Maryland women's program, Brenda Freeze, will join the program as the Terps get ready to host a game this weekend in College Park. There was something, though, that we got to listen to. This is not a political statement, but I do think we'd all be better off if our politicians had a little less emotional, constant urgency to everything that happens. Brian, North Carolina got into the tournament, and you can look at it as Carolina got in, so West Virginia did not, basically. My man, I should be respectful of this politician. The governor of West Virginia's name is what? Patrick Morrissey.
Morrissey.
Okay.
We discussed this yesterday.
Have you heard it, though?
I saw it.
All right. Here is West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrissey talking about a basketball tournament.
Six quad one wins. And that was combined with an undefeated record against quad three and quad four opponents. Three wins against top 10 teams and the 24th toughest schedule in America. West Virginia deserved to be in the NCAA tournament. This was a miscarriage of justice and robbery at the highest levels. Now, who was the last team to get into the tournament? Ahead of the Mountaineers. That would be the University of North Carolina. Now, let's see how their resume stacks up. The Tar Heels went 1-12 in quad one games and even had a quad three loss. And we keep hearing about the importance of these quad one wins, but UNC couldn't even get six quad one wins.
I mean, I preferred when he got into the miscarriage of justice and all these really kind of egregious terms. The governor ain't wrong, okay? West Virginia had a better body of work to get in the tournament than Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But Carolina took Duke to the wire, who is considered a one seed in the ACC tournament. Carolina might have won that game if the kid didn't have a lane violation. Oh, by the way, they're Carolina. Oh, by the way, you're the governor. Go govern.
Yeah, but I think when you start looking at it, they are playing in a rivalry game. So normally you could just throw all that, all the taking them to the wire stuff out the way. It's not like a typical game. On top of it, they did not have the quality wins. And then when you look at the fact that the guy is from, one of the guys on the committee is from North Carolina, that kind of just throws little things in. So he claims after the fact, he said, well, you know, I took myself off of that. You believe it? Hell no. He probably discussed it by pushing him in. Then he decided to back off after he influenced the, you know, like you do sometimes. You try to lead the witness, you know. He did exactly that. So I understand the governor's part, but I agree with you totally. It's not your damn job, dude.
And
the tournament is going to go on. So stop worrying about it.
Part of me loves that the governor of the state is that invested in the state college sports, right? Like in West Virginia, I know what those Mountaineers mean. I get it. It's wild and wonderful. Ryan Russillo has this bit that I think is really good, where have you ever noticed how everything always becomes the most important thing ever? Like, if we're just in this constant state of this is the most important election ever, this is the most important winter storm ever, this is the most important drought ever, this is the most important construction project ever.
That's what we've become in this country.
Right. And I just think we'd be cool if we could back off that.
That's why you think I have the attitude I have. I really don't give a damn about much because I have been through 8 snowstorms. That's going to be the last one. And I refused to go to the store. They ran out of everything, and I was able to go to the store. Well, after the snowstorm happened, a day or two, I'm at the store, and then all of a sudden now, guess what? There's a truck bringing new stuff in the back. What happened to the fact that we're going to be stuck in the house for all these times? You know, I hear it all the time. So it's probably going to catch me one day, but I just don't believe it over here.
By the day it catches you, eggs are going to cost $25 a dozen. So don't even worry about it.
Yeah, and the eggs, they're still going up.
Speaking of catching you, I beat you this morning.
In what?
Driving here. I saw your car. We were both coming under the little bridge. You went Main Avenue. I went 395.
Yeah,
and I said to myself, I wonder if I'll beat B. Mitch this morning.
Well, I always go that way. I wouldn't race you.
I had parked and was walking to the stairs when I saw your car pull in.
Yeah, I go that way all the time.
You always make fun of how I drive.
No, but that's your route. I go the other route because that route got me stuck one day and I'll never go it again.
When the damn moron sat down on the highway?
Yeah, I would have just made them into speed bumps that day. But no, I don't go that way. So
there was a...
So I didn't know we even had a race. Laughing, he's racing me like when I don't even know he's there.
I won.
That's basically cheating.
Yeah, I mean, you won.
Hold on. The same thing happened like last month, and you were like, man, you drive like such a dork. So why can't I point out when
JP,
I beat you?
You claimed we were racing. I was sitting right next to you, and you never saw me.
I don't claim we were racing. I'm just telling you I won.
And Landy, I'm sitting next to him. Let him in. He never knew it was me. That's why I say you drive like a dork. You straight ahead with two on. Yeah, with 6 and 9.
No,
3 and 9.
Damn, get your head out of the gutter. 10 and 2, dog.
And you were 3 and 9, though. Yours wasn't up there.
You said 6 and 9.
Yeah, I said 6 and 9. Been there before. 1969. I was a year old.
David Aldridge is going to join us next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can be even better because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. And you know who the underdog's going to be this week? It's going to be North Carolina. Everybody thought they shouldn't be in. North Carolina might shake things up. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Wage of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, folks, coming up at noon, we're going to be giving away Nats opening day tickets, so make sure you are around for those. Opening day is always a great time. Beer is cold, the grass is green. Right now, though, time to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our friend, Mr. David Aldridge. DA, how are you, man?
What's up, gentlemen?
We are great. I got to confess something. I did break the, I don't know what wall that would be, the seventh wall, perhaps. And I told B. Mitch what you put in the commander's text thread, that you're already breaking down Mount St. Mary's tape.
Correct.
How many Mount St. Mary's games have you now watched?
Two. I'll probably watch another one tonight. I went to Dayton.
So. What's the favorite thing they like to do, Dave?
They use a lot of pin downs to get to their bigs. A lot of different looks to kind of get to their two big guys.
Mm-hmm.
They do high lows to them. They get them posted up off of some action on the weak side sometimes. The two bigs are pretty athletic. It's going to be a problem for us. But we've been very good at ball pressure the last month. We don't let people get to what they want to do. We don't let people post us up because we really trap the ball pretty well. So if we keep that up, we'll be in decent shape, I think. So I'm optimistic.
we've been rooting for you.
That love for your alma mater, baby.
Yeah, man. We had Coach Simpkins on the show yesterday, talking with our friend David Aldridge from The Athletic, D.C. D.A., a very proud American University alum. AU takes on Mount St. Mary's tomorrow night. D.A., this time of year, you're obviously an NBA guy. You've covered professional basketball for so long. What do you enjoy most? It's got to be different when your AU Eagles are in it, but what do you enjoy most over these next 3 weeks of college hoops?
You know, I just think the especially obviously the first weekend is all about upsets, right? Where everybody's looking for those big upsets, for those 15-2s, or there's those 13-4s that come up every year. So you want to see that. You want to find out. You want to learn about people like the kid at Oakland last year that just came out of nowhere and started raining threes on Kentucky. You know,
yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like those are great stories. You know, and there's great coaches like Oakland's coach that's been around forever. You know, and people that really follow college basketball know him, but most people who don't follow him don't know much about him. You know, so those great stories come out about players and kids that have been doing it, just haven't been getting noticed, but they do it on a big stage and all of a sudden they get noticed, you know. And then you know, you think about what was St. Peter's a couple of years ago, and then got to the Sweet 16. I mean, it's just that you love stories like that, right? And everybody wants that. That's what makes March Madness beautiful, right? You know, once you get to the Sweet 16, you know it's all about the Blue Bloods, and then it's about watching Duke play Kansas and things like that. And that's fine. You know, that's good too. I mean, that certainly matters because you want to find out who the best team is in a given year. But I think the real tournament that most people are excited about is that first weekend. You know, when anything is possible, if your team plays at its best on a given day and gets a little luck, you can be UMBC. You know what I mean? Like that's just, and that's forever. That's forever. You know, and so that to me is what I love about it. You know, I've covered a few tournaments over the years, and there's just nothing like the bands being there and the cheerleaders being there and the student bodies from the various schools that are able to come to sites. And I'm glad that, you know, a few years ago, for the most part, I mean, they kind of jobbed your Terps, man, sent them out to Seattle. That's terrible.
They sure
that's
did.
Just awful. That's awful. You know, like, it's really bad. Like if AU got sent out to Seattle, I probably wouldn't be able to go. You know, like you just can't fly to Seattle. You know, like that's asking a lot of people. You know, like
especially when Arizona got the 4 seed in the East. Like,
yeah, I mean, that
doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And I know Maryland travels, so they'll have people out there. But still, you know, like they say they make every accommodation to make it easier for people to send their fans out. You know, we're going to be in Dayton, and if we win, we'll go to Raleigh. I mean, those are doable things for us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I can get to Dayton today. It would be hard for me to get to Seattle today if I had to. You know,
Chris Russell usually takes the bus, but might take a while. I mean, seriously, if you look at the 4 seeds, Purdue is the 4 seed in the Midwest. You can argue where these should have been slotted, and I think perhaps Maryland should have been ahead there, but whatever. Purdue in the Midwest makes sense. Texas A&M is the 4 seed in the South. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Somehow Maryland is in the West and Arizona's in the East.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not whatsoever.
It doesn't make any sense.
Could have left Arizona right there.
It's totally unfair to a great fan base would happily go to North Carolina or to Florida or to wherever. You know what I mean?
Providence, like, whatever it was, right.
Yeah, well, you can get there in less than a half a day, you know?
Right. It's a reasonable trip. And Seattle is not, man.
That's not reasonable.
D.A., for you, with how much AU means to you, how do you feel about the play-in game? Because we had Coach Simpkins on, and he said, listen, man, for us, it's great. We are the game nationally. But I feel like I'd rather... I don't want any of my 16 seeds to not get their chance at being UMBC.
Right, right. No, I mean, that's the gamble. But, you know, at first, you know, reflexively, you know, when it – and this is – you know, we've kind of known for the last really month or so that if we win the tournament, if we win the Patriot League, the Patriot League champion, no matter who it is probably going to be a 16. It's just Patriot League's having a down year. It's not – you know, it's not – it's one of the lower D1 leagues this year. So you kind of just knew – and at first I was like, I don't want to be in the play-in. That's terrible. But then you think about it, you're like, not only, like Coach said, you're the only game in town on Wednesday night, but if you win, that's a tournament win.
Yeah.
And you get a tournament win, and you get a tournament unit. You know what that is? You know, like you get paid. You know, and for us, we're a small program. That's a big payday for us if we win a tournament game. And so the opportunity to win an NCAA game, get paid, get some national attention on your program is well worth it to me. I would much – if I have to play Duke, and, you know, if we win, we play Duke. I'm not under no illusions about what's going to happen on Friday if we play Duke. So if we have to play Duke, let's at least get a payday out of it before we play Duke. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
I'm looking forward to, hopefully.
Duke will probably be on nationally, too. I mean, if it's about, you know, exposure and getting more kids to see the brand.
Yeah.
You're going to damn sure see it with Duke out there.
D.A., how excited are you about Dwayne Simpkins, just as your coach?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been great. He's been great. I'm so glad that, you know, we had, you know, a lot of people apply for the job, which is, you know, that's every D1 job. So that doesn't mean we're special or anything like that. Like every, you know, every school has dozens of people applying for their job when they become open. But I've said this many times to people because it's the truth. Like, you know, over the course of many years of covering the NBA, you talk to college coaches all the time about players and guys that they like and guys that they think can be good pros. And so I would always, you know, I've known Dwayne for 20 years, you know, so you know, I've called him a lot of times to ask him about guys in the CAA, you know, that had a chance to be pros that he saw at Mason and in other places he's been. And Dwayne always was, while being very respectful to the existing coaches that were at AU at the time, he always said this to me: if that AU job ever comes open, I'd be very interested in that job. Always, you know, and we're not a big time program. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a job that you automatically think, God, I can't wait for that job to open. I'm going to be all over it. So for a guy to say that to me consistently over the years, for him to get the job meant that he wanted the job, and he's wanted the job for a minute, and he's thinking locally, and the crowds that have come out this year are just different from crowds that we have seen at Bender for a long time. There's more people, obviously, but even more than that, it's much more reflective of there's people that you see that you ain't seen in Bender in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, local guys, coaches, some AAU guys, but not a ton, because Dwayne doesn't, you know, he hasn't kind of affiliated himself with an AAU program. Yeah,
he said
that. Just local guys, local high school coaches, people that have known Dwayne since he was at DeMassa, you know, that just because he's a good dude, everybody knows him, he's a good dude, and people are rooting for him. And it's just been great to see a local school have a real local flavor in terms of not just the kids that they are recruiting and bringing in, because we got a bunch of kids from Maryland. We've got a couple kids from Virginia from right around the way. We got a kid coming in from DeMassa next year, you know. But just a guy that's been rooted in D.C. for a long time. It's been a fun year, man.
That's great.
It's been a really fun year.
Yo, and ultimately, that's what this is about. There's what are there now, 68 teams? 67 of them are going to lose their final game.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It's about being fun. And I think especially when you're a school, a smaller school, it's about building that sense of community, developing a program. And, you know, like it seems like Simpkins is doing it the completely right way.
Absolutely.
I'm curious if you have looked past to you know, tomorrow night for your boys, if you've got Final Four, if you've got champion predictions, all that kind of stuff.
You know, I would say this. I think Houston's really good. Houston's really, really good.
They're tough.
So I kind of look at them as I think they might have it this year. You know, like I have a feeling that team is just that they are so good defensively. You know, like they are so good. And I've watched Duke a lot this year because the local pro team might have an interest in one of their players.
Sure.
He comes out. So I've watched them a bunch this year, and they're really good. Like, Cooper's really good. Like, he's going to be a really good pro. And they've got some other guys that are really good. But to me, a great defensive team in one game can be so disruptive that they really – really make it hard for a good offensive team. You know, like they just good offensive teams aren't used to like not scoring. You know what I mean? Like
sure.
they have more talent than you, and that over the course of 40 minutes they just wear you down. But if you're a really good defensive team like Houston is, like they can really put sand in the gears and frustrate you, you know. And so I just have a feeling that whether it's Duke or somebody else, like I don't know, I'm not an expert on college basketball. I'm not pretending to be, but having watched Houston a couple of times this year, you just come away going, boy, they're really good. They're really good defensively. And
Samson knows what he's doing, man.
Yeah, and he's a really good coach. And so, and they've been in final Elite Eights and Final Four, so if they get there again, they're not going to be fazed by it. You know what I mean? Like, as a program, they kind of know how to do it now. So that doesn't mean I'm right. That's just you asked me a question. That's the answer that came to mind.
Right. I love your humility, DA, to suggest you're not a college basketball expert.
No,
you very
I'm
much
not.
Are.
I mean,
but You know what's funny?
Hey, we know you watch more film than most people.
Yeah, I know. There is nobody in the country that isn't on the AU staff that is that has grinded more Mount St. Mary's tape than you. I know
that. Yeah, that's probably true.
Weird for us to not talk football, but we'll circle back to that after the madness, all right?
Anytime, guys. Anytime. All right, Dave. My pleasure.
Thank you,
brother.
Yes, sir.
DA, a follow at David Aldridge, D.C. I really hope AU wins. I know that would mean so much to him and the folks in Tenleytown.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to win on your own real estate transactions, what you need to do is call our guy, John Leahy.
Just like George and Sylvia did. They had recently retired, and thanks to that, they were able to relocate to Florida so they could be closer to their daughter and their grandchildren. But all that didn't go according to plan. Why? That's because they initially tried to sell the home themselves. And given the fact that they needed to sell their home quickly and at a certain price to be able to afford their new place in Florida, Sylvia and George quickly discovered they needed an expert. That's where John Leahy and the Fine Living Group came in to save the day. Needless to say, they worked their magic, getting the property sold in only 3 weeks with a cash offer of $15,000 over the asking price. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend, John Leahy, and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
You heard me talk about the home valuation tool on John's website. That has so much value because really, if you are thinking about selling, how much you stand to make is what matters most. Because if you're thinking about selling, odds are there's somewhere else you want to be, whether it's you want to retire, move closer to your kids, your grandkids, I don't know, maybe get away from your kids, whatever it is, you need to know how much your house is worth. Check out the home valuation tool at johnsellsdmv.com. John with no H. You'll get an idea of the equity you're sitting on 30, 45 seconds. Then you can make an informed decision. Then you can have an informed conversation with a guy like John. That's why he's the DMV MVP of real estate. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, folks. We're all in on March Madness. We got the official non-public B. Mitch and Finley pool that we're getting. We have two submissions.
Yeah.
What are the chances Jeff remembers to physically hand B. Mitch a paper?
Zero.
Landfill's got it at zero.
I need them by Thursday.
What are the chances Jeff remembers to
Thursday
give you,
morning before the first game
to give
off.
You both a bracket and a $20 bill?
He might be. I don't know if he's going to give me no. He better give me a 20 or he won't be in it.
All right, we'll find out.
Hold on.
Yaji, you're in, dude.
How y'all going to say when will he, if he will forget? Y'all never even told me about this. Y'all just started talking about it.
No, Jeff.
We actually did a whole show on it yesterday.
We did a whole segment on this yesterday.
But did you fill me in? Was I in
just
yesterday?
You were supposed to be here, you know, because it's kind of, we're all here 10 to 2, Monday to Friday, kind of the gig.
I had coverage, but don't we have a text thread? Y'all could have been like, "Yo, we doing this." Da da da.
Usually, you pay more attention to the show when you're not here.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna be paying attention.
Listen,
I get more text from you when you're not here than you.
J-Dog's forever.
I didn't even talk to
you gotta have
yesterday.
A physical bracket. You gotta hand it to B with a $20 bill before Thursday at noon. Okay, we all caught up.
Got you.
Great. I got Commander Tequila texting me about an ESPN. .com. That's not what I want, Commander Tequila. That's not what
Commander
we're looking
Tequila,
for.
Text ESPN.
If you want to hang with us Thursday and Friday, we will be at Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. Join all of us, 106.7 The Fan, B. Mitch and Finley, and Grant and Danny will be out there Thursday and Friday for the opening round of the men's tournament, doing the shows live. We're going to be eating. We're going to be drinking. We're going to be watching. They got a billion TVs. Your tournament headquarters is waiting only at MGM National Harbor. I wanted to play this because I fear we will lose track of it later.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be very clear that I don't think folks should get upset about this. Maybe upset's the wrong word. OZ, Olamide Zaccheaus, signed with the Bears.
Okay.
And he got asked some questions by Bears reporters, and he said... He got asked about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And of Caleb, he said, the biggest thing I think is just the mental aspect of it for any young quarterback, especially Caleb. He has all the talent that you need to be a top-tier quarterback of the league, and a lot of it's just going to be the mental aspect of it and kind of just slowing the game down.
I think he said exactly the truth.
And then he's talking about his connection with Jaden. The biggest thing is just the connection. That was one thing that we prided ourselves on, is just to be able to connect as quickly as possible. That's how you really take off, the connection throughout the building, not just player to player, player to coach, coach to players, but entire team to player, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think OZ doesn't really make a comparison here, but he just signed with a new team. Of course he's going to say the right thing.
He just signed with a new team, and all he said was, Caleb is a young quarterback who has to get more mentally into it. He has to get a connection with all of his teammates, and also the coaches and stuff got to get a connection with him. He said the truth. He didn't make a comparison. He didn't make him higher. He said the truth. Now, the comparison is they both were drafted in the same year. One was drafted before the other. They both brothers, play quarterback. One guy seemed to be a little bit more mentally there and stuck in and had a better connection with his supporting cast than the other did. And he's saying if Caleb wants to get there, that's where he has to go. I don't think it's a comparison. I think he's basically saying what needs to happen for you to reach your full potential.
Yeah, I think he's saying, because one of the most fascinating subplots of this this offseason is, can Washington, can DQ keep that feeling of brotherhood in that burgundy and gold locker room? Because it's not that easy. And every time you change that recipe, every time you get new players, it's going to change the chemistry. Not necessarily in a bad way, but it shifts.
It does, but what I've heard from guys speaking is exactly what they were preaching last year.
Yeah.
The guys that just signed are saying the exact same things, which tells me people like a guy, Bobby Wagner, who signed back, and I thought was a very important signing, reaching out to guys and talking to them, letting the guys know what's up, letting them know they're welcome. Just the mere fact that guys that were already here reaches out to guys as soon as they sign, that does a world of good for guys. You know, some guys have a thing going on and you bring in new people, got rid of one of their buddies, they don't want to say nothing to you. It happens. You know, but what OZ said, I don't see that as anything negative.
At all.
Yeah.
You never know. If you're looking for something negative, Barstool Nate will join the program next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.